Good morning. Welcome to worship today. We're glad to have the opportunity to gather. Glad that the ice stayed high enough in the tops of the trees to not bother us. Glad that you made it here safely. Draw your attention to several things going on in the bulletin. You'll notice there's a cemetery meeting after worship today, and we're going to meet in the back classroom back here around the big table. If you have been involved in the cemetery committee, join us. If you'd like to be involved in the cemetery committee, join us. It's a committee of the willing, so we'd be glad to have you with us. And that'll be right after worship. Wanted to let you know, and I wish I had thought to get it in the bulletin, but I don't think we've officially communicated yet that our council in December had elected new officers. Those new officers for this year are the President, Andy Ferguson, Vice President, Tim Everhart, and Secretary, Karen Beck. So wanted you to know that. We're going to try to install those folks. I haven't told them this yet. Along with all the council in 2 weeks on the 27th of January. And we'll have opportunity to break in that new council president this week because I'm actually going to be out of town for a lot of this week. So if there are emergencies that come up, you're welcome to try me on my cell phone. And if I'm not in a pool, I'll probably answer. But if I'm in the pool with Marcus, I'm not going to answer. And so if something is urgent and you need some access to something in the meantime, talk with Neil is over there just pointing at Andy. He's saying, not me. He's saying Andy. Yeah, Andy would be the one to field that call. I am told to inform you that there is an entire sheet cake in the fellowship hall. Is that right? In the fellowship hall? That we would love for you to eat. So if you just need a piece of cake after church, go get you a piece of cake. Or if you need 7 pieces of cake to take home with you, Maddie is volunteering for 7 pieces of cake. So Debbie, you can help her make that happen after worship. Or if you want to take a half of a cake, I think they would be happy to do that. That was left over from a baby shower yesterday for the baby Cecil, who will be here, we think, in the next 3 weeks or so. Who knows, right? When the baby is ready. God's timing on that. And Debbie's saying, and thank you to everybody who was able to be there and celebrate yesterday. I've got a lot of notes today, so I want to make sure I've got everything I'm supposed to say. Just some updates on some folks that we're going to be praying for today and the coming days. Sue Anderson, who had been at Lexington Healthcare, just want to let you know she went back into the hospital about a week and a half ago or so and had been in the hospital until Friday afternoon, and now she is back at Lexington Healthcare dealing with some infections. So she and Walt have been, this has been like a month and a half or 2 months that they've not been home in various hospital and nursing home settings. I heard yesterday the word that Grace Spainauer has been in the ICU in South Carolina, and I don't know a lot of details, but that just she's not doing particularly well, obviously, if she's in the ICU. So we'll pray for her. We're going to pray for Pam Jackson, who's having knee surgery coming up this week, for Shirley. You're going to have to help me with this, Rex. Shirley Goodrum, thank you, who is, I think some of you know, and who is Tracy's aunt, who's going to be having open heart surgery after a heart episode this week. Is that right, Rex? So we're praying for her, and I believe we have a prayer shawl for her. Is that okay? Wonderful. Thank you. And then Bill Roberts went on Friday supposed to have a heart catheterization and put in a stent, and they weren't able to do it on Friday simply because their schedule backed up, and I think they were there from noon to like 5, and it didn't happen. And so they said, okay, we're going to keep you overnight. And Betty went home, and Bill had a stent placed yesterday and is back home and relatively well, I think. So we pray for his recovery and rejoice that things were successful. And then to whoever dropped this card in my box out here that is not addressed to me and not from me. Thank you for that. And if you're missing a card to the Baileys and with a return address from Richard L. Brandon, P.E., whatever that means, in Hillsboro, if you're missing this, I'd love for you to have it back. And if you put it in my box on purpose just to drive me insane, congratulations and thank you. Are there other announcements we should be aware of for the good of the community today?
So, Pastor Matt, the council meets tomorrow night.
Thank you.
A meal. So, are we going to have it at the office complex or here at the church? Meal.
Whichever. We won't have a whole lot to clean up, but if we have the meal here, they can move and restart.
Council meeting tomorrow night. Let's meet over here at 6 o'clock. Is that right? 6 o'clock? 7 o'clock? What do you? 6:30, the council meeting will be convening, and maybe we'd better send an email about that, it sounds like, or some texts. Neil, as your last outgoing council president celebration, would you send some text messages to folks to or make some phone calls to let people know 6:30 tomorrow? Thank you. Other announcements? Would you get that prayer shawl started for? We already did. Wonderful. We wish happy birthday this week to Stephen, and we wish happy anniversary to Anthony and Susan. Are there other folks we ought to add to that list? Let's pray for them, and I'm going to grab my book that I've forgotten. I probably could do this prayer from memory, but when I try, I wouldn't be able to. You know how that goes. Let's pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Stand as we begin on page 94. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful in your service, that we may rejoice to be called children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up here for the children's message. Good morning, guys. Good morning. I want to talk about names this morning. Does anybody have a name? Nobody's got a name. Yeah, I think I know most of your names, actually. Yeah, I know some. I know your names, and your parents gave you those names. But sometimes people call us names that are not the names that we were given, right? Sometimes people call us names that are hurtful, right? That are not good names. Has that ever happened to you? And how does that make you feel?
Sad.
Yeah. It hurts, right? There's something about us that when we hear ourselves called something, something inside of us, if we know it's not right, hurts, right? We're going to hear today a story in our gospel lesson where God calls Jesus a name, okay? But it's not a bad name, okay? What happens in this story is a voice from the heavens comes down as Jesus is baptized, and the voice says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." So there's a few things going on there. First of all, God calls Jesus my Son, right? Which is kind of a cool thing. And then God calls Jesus Beloved. Now, what does Beloved mean? Yeah, somebody who is loved. Yeah, somebody who is loved. So essentially, God is saying, "You're my Son, I love you, and I'm pleased with you," which is a pretty cool thing to be called, right? So there are definitely good names that we can be called too, besides just our given names. Can you guys think of any that that we might call each other? What about something like, "Wow, you're so strong," or "You're so brave," or "You're so smart," right? There are good names we can call each other, and we think those things can have power too to impact how people feel, and that's a really cool thing. But what I want you guys to know today is, did you know that God calls you a name too? Just like Jesus is called by God, this voice from the heaven said, "You are my Son and I love you." You guys in the waters of baptism also are called a name by God, and that name is Precious Child. Did you know that? You are God's precious child. That is who you are, and there's nothing that you can do to change that. And we want to remember that. So I've got some of this oil here that we put on people's heads when they're baptized, and I want you guys to help me with this, if you would, to remind each other that we have a name from God, and it's God's precious child. Can you help me with that? Okay, so here's how this is going to work. I'm going to do yours, and then can you do Gavin's, and then can we go on down the line? Okay. I'm going to put the sign of the cross, and I'm going to say, "You are God's precious child." Okay? So just rub your finger right there a little bit on the top of that, and you can do Gavin and say, "You are God's precious child." Wonderful. Gavin, for your sister, "You are God's precious child." Can you say those words, Gavin? Wonderful. Gracie, would you help Marcus and say, "You are God's precious child." Marcus, she's going to touch your forehead. Can you stand up, please, sir? Leave it to the preacher's kid. Okay. Marcus, she's going to touch your forehead. Keep going. He's good. "You are God's precious child, Marcus." Marcus, would you tell that to your sister? Can you put this on your finger? And we're going to make the sign of a cross on Hannah's head, and you would say, "You are God's precious child." Can you say that, Marcus? Say, "You are God's precious child." I'll say it for her. "You are God's precious child." Wonderful. Thank you, guys. So I want you guys to remember that no matter what other names people might use from you for you, We hope they'll be using good names for you, because we believe that that's important. But even if other people aren't using good names, you can always know that you have this name from God, precious child. No matter whatever happens, God loves you and you are God's precious child. And that's pretty cool. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, thank you for making us your children. Help us to remember that's who we are. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. I believe Miss Susan is over here for anybody who wants to go to Children's Church, and you're always welcome to stay with us, too. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, Lord. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. When Jesus is baptized, this voice from heaven, the voice of God, proclaims, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Spirit descends on Jesus, and in this moment, God makes known to Jesus and to us that Jesus is claimed and chosen by God. "You are my Son," God says. "I love you. I am proud of you. This is who you are." Jesus may have known all of that already, but there's something about hearing it again, isn't there? When I drop my son Marcus off at daycare every morning, and then again when I put him to bed every night, I tell him, "I love you." And I hope that's not news to him, right? It's not like I've never told him before, but I repeat it every day, actually a couple of times every day, because I want the truth of it to permeate his whole being, right? I want him to hear it so often that he knows it reflexively without even having to think about it. No matter what happens, he knows that his parents love him dearly. That's what I want him to know. I want that to be his identity. And as his little sister grows, I want to instill that same identity in her. Because knowing who you are, being secure and grounded in your identity, it can make a huge difference for us in the day-to-day of our lives and what influences us. I think educators know this really well. We've got quite a few teachers in this congregation, or folks who have been in that field. Educators, I think, can tell the difference between kids who know who they are compared to kids who are looking to what other people think or say about them for their identity. I actually ran across a video some time ago of a dad who takes making sure his son knows his identity to the next level. Every day as he drops his son off at school, they recite what they call their pledge. And it's basically this reminder from dad to son of who this little boy is. And I think we've got that for you. Can we watch this pledge, Chip?
All right, we're starting our day off, Mom, with our pledge. You ready, Joshua?
Yes.
Let's go.
Today is going to be a good day.
Today is going to be a good day.
I thank God for waking me up today.
I thank God for waking me up today. I'm going to school
so I can learn,
go to college, and be the leader that God has created me to be.
Today.
I'll be educated.
By my teachers.
Empowered.
By my teachers.
With the tools.
With the tools. To be successful.
Within my community and throughout the country.
I apply myself daily.
I study.
And I ask questions.
When I don't understand.
When I'm confronted with a problem. Or conflict. I think. Before I react.
I ignore all negative influences
in the classroom
and throughout the school day.
When I'm confronted with a problem
or a conflict,
I think
before I react.
I ignore all negative influences
in the classroom
and
throughout my school day.
I'm extremely proud
to be the next generation
of Christian leaders.
I accept responsibility.
And then let me say the whole thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I accept responsibility and I love the challenge.
Let's go. You ready?
Yeah. Peace.
Game time. Start your day off with something positive, man. Our kids can learn. It's our job to teach them. Let's go.
you watch that, and you know that if this kid remembers this stuff, and how's he going to forget reciting it every day, he's going to achieve his potential, right? He's setting himself up to be a grateful, thoughtful, successful young man who strives to follow God and who deals productively with adversity. I think teachers want this kid in their classroom, right? I think parents and grandparents, don't you want this kid to be friends with your kids at school and in extracurricular activities? That's the power of identity, of knowing who you are. It can shape you and it can guide you. Just look at Jesus today. The voice from heaven reminds him, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And you might not remember, but let me refresh you a little bit. Immediately after Jesus is baptized and hears this voice reminding him of his identity, Jesus is led out into the wilderness. And do you remember what happens there? He's tempted and tested by the devil for 40 days. But for Jesus, the confidence in his identity is so strong that he overcomes every test and temptation that the devil can throw at him. And then for his entire ministry, he cannot be shaken from who and whose he is. Despite opposition from the religious establishment, Jesus knows exactly who he is and knows it so well that even the threat of death, it can't shake him. He goes willingly, in fact, to the cross, and even there he's praying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Wow. That's the power of knowing who you are. Jesus prays for the very people executing him, and I have to think that you can only do that if you're confident in who you are as God's precious child. You know that you're somebody that God will not abandon. And here's the really crazy thing for us. That identity that Jesus is so secure in, that's actually our identity too, right? Because we are baptized just like Jesus was. I'm not talking about being dunked in the River Jordan. What I mean is that it's the same one doing the baptizing, regardless of whether it's John the Baptist or Bishop Smith or even Pastor Matt pouring the water. The one doing the baptizing is the Holy Spirit. In our baptism, God is saying the same things to us that God says to Jesus. "You are my precious child. I love you. You are my good creation. I claim you. I call you by name. You are mine." If we can get this to stick in our heads, if we can be clear and secure in this identity, I really believe there's not much we can't face faithfully. Because at the end of the day, if we are God's, if God claims us and cares for us, who or what is going to be able to separate us from God's loving will for us? Paul's answer in Romans, I think, is the right one. Nothing. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's loving will. Like being told, "I love you," I think we need to hear this more than once. Maybe like the little boy and his dad in this video, we need to remind ourselves every day. Martin Luther actually suggested that you remember your baptism and what that means for who you are every morning when you wash your face, you splash that water, and remember who you are. And he said that every night before bed, you should recite the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and then, as he put it, you're to go to sleep quickly and cheerfully, right? And all of that is about remembering who you are. Here's what you remember. Here's what you teach your children and your grandchildren. Here's what you don't let each other forget. And I want to repeat this out loud this morning, and I know it's a little strange to do, but there's something to be said for voicing it and for hearing it. So please repeat after me. I am claimed by God. God loves me. God calls me precious child. God sends his son to be with me and to save me. I belong to God. Nothing and nobody can change that. I'm called to act like it. By working for God's kingdom, even when it's hard. God's got this. And God's got me. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us confess what we believe with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Gracious Lord, we pray for your church. Pour out your Spirit upon us and enliven us for mission. Draw us together in love that we may be one. Lead us in the way of your beloved Son. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for your earth. Sustain oceans and seas, rivers and lakes, marshes and wetlands. Watch over dormant plants and hibernating animals as they rest in your care. Renew your creation and protect all creatures from harm. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, gracious Lord, for all nations. Inspire leaders the world over to work for the common good. Particularly, we pray for the leaders of our country that you would give them wisdom and help them to work together for the good of all people. Sustain and support all who endure hardship during this partial government shutdown. Grant courage to those who put themselves at risk to protect others. Turn us away from violence and teach us to live in peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, God, for all those in need. Protect children and vulnerable adults who depend on others to provide for their daily care. Uphold those who struggle with depression or other mental illness. Console the grieving and heal the sick. Especially we pray for Burnett, the family of Jane, Bobby, Harold, Lydia, John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, Barbara, Sue, Bill, the family of Barbara, Joanne, Judy, Debbie, Barbara, Pam, Grace, Shirley, and all those we name now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, God, for this assembly. Bless the newly baptized. Renew your children in the covenant of baptism. Empower us by your loving spirit to serve our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that they all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Take away the sin of the world.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which I believe is on page 5 of the bulletin. As united people of God,
go in peace, serve the Lord.